Hi everyone, and welcome to the third ever online spelling test. 1 to 25, please, and we will begin. Number 1, mention. Mention, to tell someone about something. You need to mention it to me a bit earlier. Number 2, create, to make something. Create. Who can create a really good sentence? Number 3, attention. Attention. The act of looking at something or noticing it is giving it your attention. Pay attention, please. Number 4, creative. Creative. If you're good at art and making things up, people say you are creative. Number 5, theirs, as in belonging to them. That football is theirs. Theirs. It's kind of a homophone, so just be careful. Number 6, creation. Creation. Something that you have made is your creation. And was also a nightclub in Leeds at one point, for any adults listening. Number 7, the word is ours, as in belonging to us. This spelling test is ours. Ours. This spelling test is ours. Number 8, hers. Number 8, hers, as in belonging to her. That is hers. Number 9, this is a homophone, so just be careful. The word is board, but this is like a skateboard or a wooden board. That boy was riding his skateboard. Number 10, his, as in belonging to him. His. That coat is his. Number 11, also a homophone, so just be careful. The word is beach. And this one's like a sandy beach at the seaside. The sandy beach. We are going to the beach once this lockdown ends. Number 12, word is bored. Again, the other one of the homophones. I'm bored of staying in the house all day. Bored. Number 13, again, a homophone. The word is allowed. As in out loud, as in I am reading this spelling test aloud to myself and my neighbours probably think I've gone mad. Also like the band Girls Aloud, if you're into that sort of thing. Question 14, the word is beach, but this is the other beach, the other homophone, as in the beech tree. There was a beech tree in the field. Question 15, the word is creativity. Creativity. The ability to create. Like Pablo Hernandez, he has high levels of creativity. Question 16, the word is allowed. But again, this is the other homophone. This is something you are allowed to do. We are not allowed to go out unless it's an essential purpose at the moment. And please spot our mate at the end there. Excellent. Moving on to the bottom. Question 17. The word is Anglo-Saxons. We'll be studying these in the topic coming up. The Anglo-Saxons. This needs two capital letters. And it is 5 letters - 6 letters. 5 and then 6. 2 capital letters, please. Number 18, the word is foreign, as in meaning from another place, another land, or even another world. Foreign. This is 7 letters long. Foreign. Question 19, the word is receive, as in to get something. Receive. I'm hoping to receive lots of work throughout the week. This is also 7 letters long. Number 20, the word is leisure. Leisure. Something you do in your own time. Leisure. This is 7 letters long, and the last 4 definitely think they've got it right. Number 21, the word is homophone. Homophone. Meaning two words which sound the same but mean different things, just like beach and beach. And this is 9 letters long, the last 5 you'll know all about. Question 22, the word is existence. Existence, meaning to exist. This is 9 letters long, and there's a number in it towards the end, if that helps. Number 23, the word is sacrifice. Sacrifice, to give up something. This is 9 letters long, and the last 3 are a bit cold. Question 24, the word is rhythm, meaning the beat of something as it moves along. Rhythm, and it is 6 letters long, and one of the very few words, that uses Y as a vowel. And number 25, the word is secretary. Secretary. Mrs. Murphy is the school's secretary. This is also 9 letters long, but don't tell anyone about the first 6. Hope you did okay on that, guys. I've droned on for nearly 7 minutes there. Hope you're still with me, and all the best. I'll put the answers up now.